Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. We are going to get to the heart of what matters. Today joining me is Jean Adrian. And let's talk about you, Jean, before we go into too much detail about what's kind of been going on, just so that everybody kind of knows who you are. I mean, I know that everybody that's been following me on CBS and on Facebook, everybody sort of knows you. But for the new people, because we're going to be going into new formats with iHeart and there's a bunch of different places that we're going to be going into. So for those that don't know you, give us an intro to you.
All right. Well, first off, I just want to say how happy I am to be working with you again, Lori. Mm-hmm. I have missed doing radio with Lori Houston during the last few months.
I know.
So this is just an exciting startup, and what an auspicious time to be starting a new venture.
That's true.
Yeah, everything in this world is changing.
Oh, my. Which is we're going to talk about.
But anyway, so I'm Jean Adrian, and my website is jeanadrienne.com, JeanAdrienne.com. And in 2002, I realized that I was a channel. It kind of caught me blindsided. And I received a protocol, a healing modality called Inner Speak. And I've been doing that ever since. I started doing that with clients one-on-one and then expanded out to teach other people how to do it. And now I've got hundreds of practitioners who do Inner Speak worldwide, and I still teach it globally. And I work with clients one-on-one all over the world. So that's my primary focus. I'm also an author. I've published 4 books and 2 decks of motivational cards. And and I do internet radio.
Yes, you do. Not just with me, but you have a couple other places that you're doing shows.
Just one. I'm on Awakening Zone, awakeningzone.com, every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Nice. And although our shows will have live tapings, they won't be live. But if you do want to join in with our live tapings, please let us know. You can go to either of our Facebooks. We'll always advertise when we're doing a live taping so that you can join us and ask questions. And we look forward to it. Plus, if you have questions after our shows, please let us know. Let us know what you're wanting to talk about and what you're looking for. We'll be very excited to assist you in that. So we've been going through some really big challenges, and I wanted to help people sort of look at kind of their choices that they're doing, but also I think what's happening and what I do believe, because I really thought that 2014 was going to be a gentler year, and what they're saying is that now that we're coming into this last eclipse, it is definitely, this is the beginning of a really big shift that is going to be a lot gentler. So yay, because I think a lot of people for the last few weeks, when we were in between the two eclipses, plus when we had that grand cross, a lot of people were very, what's the word?
Distressed. Challenged.
Challenged.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that if our guidance had told us how rough this first few months of 2014 was going to be, we might have all just hung it up.
You know?
So probably sometimes, you know, not knowing what's going to be happening is maybe better off.
Yeah, it's kind of true. It certainly has been. Well, a lot more challenging than a lot of people thought when we first felt the energies of 2014.
Yeah, and you know, the way I look at this whole grand cross thing that's happening, and especially, you know, right now with this eclipse that's going to take place in, you know, what, 12 hours, from the time that we're taping this, is that I personally believe, now this is my theology, take what you want and leave the rest. But I personally believe that what we're doing right now is that we are laying the foundation for, from here on out, the new age, the age of Aquarius, whatever you want to call it. But we are putting down the bricks on the foundation. And, you know, everything up to this point has been like excavating. It's like we've had the bulldozers and the backhoes and, you know, all that kind of stuff, digging and, you know, and it's messy and sometimes it hurts. And we've really done a lot of that now. And now it's time to start pouring cement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And that's kind of how I look at it. And so that being said, you know, what you were talking about earlier about the kind of choices that we're making is so, so, so important. You know, are we going to use, as it's been said by the masters, are we going to build this foundation on sand or stone?
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's just such an important thing to be just aware of, because the more aware you are of it, the better it is. But, you know, it's the only thing that we really are in charge of is our choices. And although a lot of people don't think that we have much control or that we, you know, that our emotions are really volatile, we can choose. We always have the ability to make a choice. And it's the choice of, are we going to see things from a place of fear, or are we going to open ourselves up and just allow things to come from this place of knowing, this inner peace, this place of love? And these are the choices that we're being asked to make right now. And that's why it's so, so important to really be aware of what emotions you are going through, because, you know, what we need to look at is, are they reactions or are you responding to things?
Yeah. And you know, it goes back to that old thing about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. And right now we are really being called to task to make choices that are going to support the outcomes we want and not the same old, same old. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's totally, you know, and it's even more than that. But I mean, that's the brilliant piece. I mean, that's the, you know, the definition of an insanity is that doing the same things and expecting a different response. But, you know, it's just being ultra, ultra aware each time, you know, we're not in this place of peace. And I'm going to say that, you know, a lot of times, especially lately, and a lot of people that are very empathic or are very nurturing are picking up a lot of other people's stuff instead of their own. And we have to be ultra aware of that as well.
Oh, boy, is that so, so true. I've been going through a lot of stuff on a personal level over the last few weeks that has to do with an old pattern of mine, which is trying to help people. you know, I'm a Pisces and that's what we do. But, you know, people have to start taking responsibility for their own lives. And again, that's part of this energy that we're going through now, is really people are being called to task to take responsibility and become accountable for their own stuff and for their choices. And some of the stuff that I had been doing, I find was actually enabling some people, rather than really supporting them. I would have been much better off to let them just fall flat on their face. And certainly would have affected me a lot less fiscally, had I done that.
It's an interesting problem. Like, it's an interesting dilemma that we have, because, I mean, we're also here doing service. Mm-hmm. And so that service, you know, if people are requesting it or are paying us for it, I mean, there's a certain aspect of service that we're responsible, but the issue is we're not actually supposed to take it on. And right. what happens is we take it on. Like, we want to fix and help and assist people, even those that aren't part of our clients, but are yet part of our, you know, our family or our friends and beyond. And, you know, there's this aspect of us that truly wants to assist people. And it always goes back to the same thing. I mean, the only people that we can change ourselves. We can offer tools, we can, you know, help people understand their awareness, but we can't actually help them fix themselves. We can only offer things to assist them on their own journey.
Exactly. And, you know, I thought that's what I was doing.
Of course.
You know, but it ended up getting into a place where I was really pulled almost blindsided into a vortex that was spiraling out of control. And so I sat down and I did an InnerSpeak session on it. And it's like, okay, why? Why am I caught in this enabling that's causing me to bleed money? And what it was that I was picking up on this other person's, it was this other person's stuff, and I was resonating with it. And I was vibrating like, you know, like a tuning fork would vibrate if you hit a tuning fork with the same, of the same hertz.
Right.
You know, it would cause, it causes every tuning fork of that hertz to vibrate. And that's what was happening. And so I had to throw myself out of phase with that so that I could begin to get clarity and stop the insanity.
Right. Right. Well, and it's so subtle, you know, the differences are so subtle, and it's such an important thing. But also, you know, for those people that are in, you know, a bad place, I just want you to think about, you know, and ask, like, go within, find out, you know, how much of what you're going through is your own stuff? How much is other people's stuff? How much is the sky that's going on? Like, you got to ask, you know, what parts that we are going through are really ours versus what parts have we, you know, brought into ourselves when we have a fight with somebody, or if we have an argument with somebody, or if we're, you know, we're, even if we're, when we are in that place of nurturing and we maybe give sympathy instead of empathy and start bringing on their stuff, like, just be really aware, like, how much of the things that are going on in your life are really yours, or are they somebody else's that we are pulling into our system and creating so much dis-ease?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I found for myself was it then moved into a place of creating anger. And I became very angry because I felt like I was being manipulated and taken advantage of, you know, and then I rolled into victim mentality. You know, I mean, it's all the stuff that, you know, when I coach people, I'm telling them that these are the things you don't do.
Right.
You know, but here I was, like I said, I was caught in this vortex. It was like, it was a whirlpool that was sucking me in and drowning me. You know, I'm a student of Course in Miracles, and today I was reading my Course in Miracles, as I do every day, and I came across a piece of this that showed me that it's always all about us, you know?
Right.
You were saying, you know, we need to ask ourselves, so how much of this is mine and how much of this is somebody else's? But the truth is, it's always all about us, isn't it?
Well, it's always all about us, but the stuff that we take on, this energy that's in our bodies, is not necessarily ours. It's our responsibility. We did it. We took it.
Right.
But is it ours?
Yeah. And then what I did was, not only did I take all the stuff, but then I began to resent it.
Right.
And then I went into attack mode. And I became a full-fledged martyr. In the whole thing, I will admit it, you know, and then I started attacking and talking about this situation to people that were completely outside, you know, the whole situation, but I was talking about it. And, you know, when you start talking about these things, you're putting more energy into it. And what I realized as I was reading in the Course in Miracles today was that I was then attacking this other person. I was trying to punish this person. And what I realized that by doing that, what I was really doing was attacking and punishing that piece of myself that I don't like.
Right. Of course, you know? Because it will always come back to us when we are in reaction mode. That means that, you know, it's us, like it's our trigger, it's our issue. We're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com, and myself if you go to intuitivesoul.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. We're talking all about some of the big changes that are coming and also how to sort of be within these changes. So we're going to get to the heart of the matter of what is going on and assist you to maybe understand your piece and how you can create the choices that you want and look at everything from the state of you have the ability to make a choice. And you can either choose from a place of love or you can choose from a place of fear. And that's really what it's all about. And I know that a lot of people have been going through a lot of different stuff because it's been a very, very intense period of time these last few weeks. And really since the beginning of the year, because we went from Venus being in a retrograde, we're still in Mars being in retrograde, we still have Saturn in retrograde. I mean, it has been, plus we had this grand cross that really, really was intense. So, plus the eclipses. It's gone on and on and on. So we're here to assist you with just being more aware and understanding where the energies are coming from, if they're our own and how to deal with them. And if they're not our own, you know, let's clear them all out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I really feel like that this solar eclipse is going to be positive. Yeah. And it's going to help us to really kind of, you know, I mean, solar eclipses shine the light on our path. And so we've been running around in the dark. And, you know, it's time for a spotlight, I believe.
Well, and the solar eclipse also happens when it's a new moon. And new moons are always about new beginnings. So it is much gentler than a lunar eclipse, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But usually the light being shined on things, usually people don't like having the light shined on things because that means that there's things they need to look at. But that's okay because it's all about awareness, and that's all we're here to discuss. The awareness and the fact that we have choices. We don't have to get caught up in the stuff, the things that are happening around us and the things that are happening to others. We don't have to get caught up in that. We can actually make a choice how we want to respond to situations. And the thing is, though, is that a lot of times we're walking around unconscious and we're not aware of what's going on. So it's really, it's just starting this piece about, you know, what parts of this is us. And that's what I've been finding a lot of, is that people have been talking to me and going with me. And as I feel their energy, I'm feeling that there's a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with the person that I'm actually dealing with. So then I actually have them, you know, mentally go through or physically go through their body and just, you know, allow the source energy to clean it all up, because there's just been so much going on that we've become overwhelmed.
Yeah. And it's felt very heavy. And a lot of us, me for sure, and I don't know about you, but a lot of us have dealt with this heaviness by actually putting on some weight.
Mm.
You know, and so I packed on about 10 pounds over the last couple of months, I think because I was trying to ground my energy, so I was eating more.
Right.
You know, so it's time to let go of that weight. And, you know, as soon as I recognized what happened and acknowledged it, all of a sudden the cravings kind of went away. And now I'm moving back into more healthy eating pattern, and I'm sure that it will go away before it decides it likes me. yeah. Or that I would like it. No, that's not going to happen. You know, but this is a time of letting go, of just really opening our heart to love. And when we do that, then we can't hold on to the weight and the pain and the problems and the disappointment, can we?
Right. I had come to a similar realization, realizing that a lot of mine had come from a place of resentment and anger, and just being able to see and acknowledge that, understanding the patterns where they came from and how to sort of let that go so that to move into a different area. But it's true. I mean, it's we get so caught up in, you know, what's happening to us or what we feel is happening to us. We just have to realize that it's not about what's happening to us. It's just, we got to stop taking things so personal and
yes,
just realize that it's just something that's happening. And we have a choice.
Yeah. And, you know, I think another thing that seems to be up right now is judgment. Mm. You know, and I'm catching myself going into judgment, just, you know, even observing people that I perhaps see in the market or driving down the street. But certainly also judgment of myself. So, you know, I think that it's going to make it easier for all of us to move through this time that we're going through, if we can sort of suspend judgment for a little while.
Yeah.
Be cognizant of it and then just go, no, I'm not going to go there right now.
Right. Judgment is that one piece that we sort of really, it's like we feel we're supposed to. I mean, judgment is always our ego. Because it's a place of whether, you know, we're right or wrong. And that's what ego is always about. We're always the one that's right. So when we go into judgment, and of course there's judgments of others, and then there's judgments of ourselves, which is even more damaging to our physical bodies and our mental bodies. And I mean, that is something we just have to be aware of constantly. But when we're judging others, yeah, you know, it's either we're feeling we're better or we're feeling they're better. And that's a tricky, you know, it's a tricky place to get caught up in.
Oh, for sure. You know, and so it's just better to push back.
or not push at all.
Yeah.
Push might not have been the word.
Maybe rather push,
move
that. A better word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because we get so caught up and we don't realize what we're doing. But judgment is that one area where it's so prevalent in our society. It's so prevalent in everything. And some people say that it's impossible not to judge. And I think to some certain degree, there's an aspect of us that is always going to judge a situation. but not have to judge the person.
Right.
And I guess that's the difference. But I know one of the things we wanted to talk about is, you know, really having trust and being certain of things so that we can, you know, make that step forward. And I guess, you know, one of the things that usually happens around situations like that, when we get overwhelmed or when we're, you know, when we're really trying to become more aware, is that we forget, you know, what it is that we're wanting. We kind of go into this mode of, you know, a victimhood or of anger or of frustration or, you know, whatever it is, or of judgment. And we kind of forget to say, oh, wait a minute, this isn't how I want to feel. I actually want to feel differently. I actually have a choice to make, to create something differently and to make myself feel differently. So we do actually have a choice, but we have to remember that, you know, it's not what's happening to us. It's really that we can make a choice of how we want to feel. And then what do we really want? Like, I mean, there's times where I still don't know what I really want to create.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and that's kind of when things get really sticky, because, you know, the universe's answer to all of our requests is always yes. But if we're sending out mixed messages, then what we get back from the universe is chaos. And not, you know, the things that we thought we wanted or that we thought we were asking for. And so we got to get clear, you know, and how do you do that? I mean, it involves a lot of thinking and meditating and really excavating into what our desires and our motivations are, right?
Right. And that's another thing, is that you can start asking yourself what you want, and you still may be coming up with something that is not necessarily what you want, but what someone else wants.
Exactly.
Right. So again, we have to be really, really clear. So when Jean was saying meditation or connecting in with your inner being, I mean, we have to be so perceptive and so, I know there's a better word, but on it almost every day to try
every moment of every day.
Exactly. Figuring it out. And you, if you come up with something, like a lot of people around bill time, I mean, we're getting close to, or we'll be at the end of the month and beginning a new month. People, you know, get crazy about money, and it's hard if there's, you know, not enough money in your bank account, or if you have to scramble around or, you know, take some money from other different sources, and it becomes difficult to not focus on the lack. But even when it comes to money, I mean, what is your motivation around money?
Well, you know, it's really funny, because last month, well, I mean, it seems like last year now, because it was such a hard and trying time for me, but I lost the concept of where my stuff comes from. And, you know, I think I've shared this story with you, but I'll share it with the listeners. So I live on top of a mountain, and basically kind of all by myself out in the middle of nowhere. And I get my water from a well. And where I live, it got really, really cold. We had a really bad late winter cold snap, and it went down to minus 16 Fahrenheit. And that's not with the wind chill. With the wind chill, it was probably minus 30. And everything quit working, and I had no water. And so I call the plumbers to come out, and let's just say the plumbers were trying to diagnose why I had no water at my house for 17 days. And thank goodness I had a gym membership, so I could go into town and take a shower. And I also have an office in town that had running water, so I could go fill up, you know, gallon-sized milk jugs and bring them back home to use to flush the toilet and wash dishes and things like that. I mean, it was heating up water in a kettle, you know, so that I could do these things. And I really kind of went back to becoming a pioneer woman and learning how to cope, because you don't think about water as one of those things that you just assume is your God-given right, you know. And about halfway through this 7-day stretch, everything else stopped as well. I stopped getting requests for sessions. I stopped selling products. My phone quit ringing. My emails just slowed down to nothing. And my cash inflow dwindled down to nothing, to the point that I reached a place where I only had $88 in my checking account. And trust me, my obligations were a lot more than $88. And I was panicking because I wasn't getting clients and I wasn't going to be able to pay my bills. And I was really at my wit's end, because that was starting to really wear on me. And I had to go. I have a client in Atlanta who can't drive. So I had to go into Atlanta, 2-hour drive over the mountain, and to take care of this client. And as I was going over the mountain, it was early one morning, and there was ice on the trees, and the sun was hitting the ice, and it looked like diamonds. It was so beautiful. And all of a sudden, I had this epiphany. And the epiphany was that I had forgotten that the universe and God was the source of everything that I require. I thought that the well was the source of my water. And I thought my phone and the internet was the source of my money. And that was not it at all. It was just the universe. And that was such an amazing epiphany. It's going to make me cry just talking to you about it. But I had to pull over to the side of the road and just sit. And I sat on the side of the road and bawled, because it was like, wow. You know, it says in the scriptures that consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow. You know, even Solomon and all of his wonders were not arrayed like one of these. So, you know, we have to have that faith and that trust that the universe is who provides for us, or God, or whatever you want to call it. And it's not us, and we don't have to do anything to make it happen. We just have to be in our truth with the knowledge and the certainty of what it is we desire, and the faith that once we ask the universe to do that for us, that it will be done. And by the time I got home, the plumber had told me, "We know now what's the problem, and tomorrow we're replacing your pump." And the telephone started ringing, and the internet started flowing, and I had clients, and by the end of the month when all my bills were due, I had the money there to pay them. And I didn't do anything but realign myself, no different than if I was turning the dial on my radio to clue me in on 98.6 FM. Mm-hmm. You know, I realigned myself with my source, and it flowed.
Right.
And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to do when you're in the middle of it.
Well, we just forget. We get caught up in what's happening and think that it's happening to us. And we start taking everything personal, and we forget. We forget that we have a choice, and we forget that, you know, we can't control the things that are going on around us. They are going to be things that happen. But if we let go, if we can surrender, and if we can have the faith and the trust, and I think that's the biggest piece. As we work through this, that's the biggest piece of what is it that we want, and can we have the faith and the trust that the universe, God, however you want to say it, is going to be there supporting us? Do we have the underlying downloads to even believe that's possible, or do we feel we have to struggle and do all the work ourselves?
Yeah.
You know,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah. It's a tough one, because we get so caught up in the drama of what's happening, and especially this last, it's been a tough beginning to this year, and it's been cold, and it's been, you know, kind of miserable, and it's affected a lot of people.
Yeah.
So how do we get to that place? Like, how can we sort of let go of, you know, this need to try and control everything or manipulate everything or manipulate everybody and just, you know, just know that it will happen? Or, but see, the thing is what are we going to know is going to happen if we're not clear about what we want? So it comes back to a bunch of different areas where we really have to be so aware and so meticulous about our thoughts and our beliefs and our values and whether they're within us. Like, sometimes we don't even have the download for trust because of the situations within our system. And sometimes we have to ask that those be downloaded, you know, mm-hmm. ask the source, go within. And, you know, some people don't believe that there's something outside of themselves and yet don't believe there's something within themselves. And some people are the opposite. So it's just such an interesting time that we're in that we really need to be ultra aware of everything that's occurring. And again, whether it's yours or someone else's. And a lot of the times our beliefs, of course, are not our own. A lot of times they were created from the family that we grew up with. And again, we have to be ultra aware of, you know, all of the things that are happening.
Yeah. And you know, we really have to become judicious about remembering that we are responsible for ourselves. I mean, how many of us have this misplaced sense of loyalty about running our family stuff?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And limiting ourselves. I mean, you know, it's a known fact that many times people will limit themselves to the level of income that their parents had.
Right.
And they have this inappropriate paradigm that they've taken on, that it's not okay to make more money than my daddy did. Right. So I'll stop just short of him, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's all insanity when we look at it, but we can't change those paradigms unless we're aware of the fact that we're running them.
Yeah. We have to be conscious that we mm-hmm. have them. And these are the things that, you know, often a coach can assist you with, or, you know, other people can assist you to help you. Even your friends can help you by asking, you know, the right types of questions as to, you know, how your friends sort of see you. And it will definitely give you more understanding as to where they're coming from. But we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters, and we're talking all about, you know, some of the big things that have been happening this year to help you get into a state of more peace and more love. You're listening with Lori Houston and Jean Adrian, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. You are listening with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul and Jean Adrian from jeanadrian.com. We are getting to the heart of what matters. We know that everybody's kind of been going through a bit of a stressful beginning of the year. I'm really feeling quite confident that things are going to start shifting and changing, and that will assist us all to move forward in a way that that we haven't been able to in the past, especially this past, 5 months that seems to have been very, very tense. And it certainly happened near the end of last year that it started to get very intense. So we're finally maybe coming out on the other side of that, and I'm kind of feeling quite positive about it. But we have to get to that place where we actually trust and have faith that that's going to happen. So, the question is, yes, we have choices. Yes, we can, stop pulling in everybody else's energy, which is, I definitely encourage everyone to start really realizing, what is yours, what is somebody else's, what responsibility in that, if it triggers you, what piece of it is yours. But what if you're taking on other people's stuff and you're trying to help and you're trying to nurture and you're trying to, fix them, you're going to get bogged down. And, we do that already with our family, because that's part of the karma, or that's part of the karma that we believed we had to do. And if we're taking on other people's stuff as well, then, we're just getting overwhelmed. And so it's been kind of a challenging year. So this piece right now that we want to work with you is, having the faith, having the certainty, knowing that things will shift and things will change. How do we do that?
As you're talking, Lori, it reminded me of, I don't know about how it is in Toronto, but right now it's spring in Georgia. And, I went to the garden shop this morning and I bought some little tiny plants. I don't do it from seeds because I don't have that much patience. but, I do garden, but I do little tiny plants, and start with those. And so you plant your seeds on the dark of the moon. If you're a farmer, or if you're like me, you use the little bitty plants. And then you water them and you feed them. And it's really easy for us to have the faith that if we put the effort into planting the seeds or putting the plants in, they're going to grow, right?
Right.
So, that old story about, the farmer who didn't have any faith and he went out at night when nobody was looking and he tugged on his plants to make them grow better, and it just killed them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't make things happen, because when you push or pull, in the case of the farmer, what happens is you take it away from its life source.
Right.
So the truth is, we have to, we don't, that's the one thing you don't have a choice about, is you have to have faith if you expect it to work. You have to trust. And, and so that's one of those givens. That's one of those basic underlying assumptions that has to be there in playing the creation game.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people out there that it's not part of their beliefs or value system, depending on how they were brought up. I know that for
me, yeah, and I'm going to throw that one back with what good old Dr. Phil says, and so how's that working for them?
But if you're not aware that because you've been abandoned and unsupported in the early parts of your life, that you can have a support system and that there is somebody that's going to be there for you, that it's not part of your belief system, because you have so many examples. And then as the examples build, then you have more and more experiences to build on that show the opposite.
Well, because of course you create what you're looking for,
Right. But then,
so
how
you
do
just
you
manifest that. And so that, and I would warrant that for people who are in that situation, that creation isn't working for them. I mean, it's working, but it's not giving them what they think they want.
Right. But are they aware that they have this underlying belief that they're not being supported? Like, are they aware that they may have not even the download?
More often than not, you're right, they aren't. But, that's why you and I dedicate our time to do these radio shows, sure. right? To try to help create awareness.
Right.
And, you know, there are a lot of lighthouses that are shining out to try to lead people to this place of conscious awareness.
Right.
You know, it's not just us.
Right.
But everybody on an individual basis has to take that first step.
Right. And building that trust and coming from the very bottom up, you know, will take time. So that's why, you know, they recommend you doing small things. So in the event of spring, you know, then why don't you play with the fact that things are starting to grow and, you know, do exactly what Jean's doing. Maybe not go from seeds either, you know, get those small plants, get, you know, so that you know, you can see what's happening. So you can see and know that there is a system that supports growth. And you know, and then ask your divine, ask even, you know, your inner being to get the uploads of faith and trust and find that place again, because often we get to a place where we're just lost and we forget, and then we get into the victim and we feel that there isn't anything out there for us. So we just have to be like ultra aware and very conscious of, you know, our thoughts and our beliefs and, you know, even sometimes our actions. You know, it's not really what we do. It's how we are. It's this place of being. And can we get into this place of being that is what we want to create in the world? Like, even if we don't look at, you know, the outer manifestations, look with the inner manifestations. Most people, all they want is to be happy.
Right.
So be happy. Like, happiness should not have anything to do with what is outside of us. It should come from within us.
I think you hit on an important point when you talked about asking for the upload.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the universe is there to help us at all times. But because of free will, unless we ask, we won't receive.
Right.
So, you know, that it's such a simple concept. To take the time to ask.
Yeah.
But it's something that has to be done.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the thing. And then, again, having trust that it will be done.
And then the final piece of it is gratitude. You know, you got to be grateful. Gratitude is really, I think, what pulls your manifestations to you. And lets you hold on to them, is, you know, and gets you out of that lost place.
Right.
And one of the things that I offer to my clients when they're really in their cups, you know, and they can't see daylight at the end of the tunnel, is to just take some time and make a list of the things that you do have that you're grateful for. And I got to tell you, sometimes on some days, it's, I can only be grateful for the fact that the sun is shining.
Well, you know? And if it was this year, then, you know, then
there
you're really
so
hurting.
Often, you know, I had to pick something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But I hadn't frozen to death yet.
Yeah.
You know, but when you start making a list of the things that you're grateful for, then you get focused on the joy and you get focused away from the victim stuff.
Right.
And that's, you know, and again, it's where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if you're focused on victim, you're just going to be keeping yourself in a place of victim and seeing only the things that make you feel like a victim.
Right.
If you're focused on joy, you're going to start seeing joy, which reminds me, I saw my first hummingbird this morning.
Aww.
Yes.
Yeah, we are not warm enough for hummingbirds.
Well, this is the first one, you know, and it was such a pleasure to sit there and drink my coffee on my deck and watch that beautiful little hummingbird drinking from the feeder.
Nice.
And I know there'll be more now.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of more into the summer than the spring then.
Well, I wouldn't call it summer, but it's getting into the 70s during the daytime, but it still goes down to 40-ish at night.
Okay.
You know, so it, but you know, things are just now, I mean, on my, one of the dogwood trees just off of my deck, I've got two dogwood flowers,
you know,
but it'll be covered soon.
Right.
But right now there's just two little ones, you know, it's like, okay, that again is that I'm trusting that the whole tree will be covered in blooms very shortly because I see two now.
Yes. And I think, you know, I don't know why this came up, but one of the things for making sure that, you know, what's yours and what's not, and, you know, having the trust and everything, is make sure you're grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're not quite into the summer weather, if you have 70 degree weather, then, you know, like, go out in your bare feet, like, feel the earth. It's one way of allowing nature to ground you.
Absolutely. In fact, I was having such a difficult time with grounding that I got myself a tiny little piece of hematite and I taped it to the outside of my little toe.
Oh.
On my right foot, you know, that the bladder meridian, just to help me ground. And that made a little difference.
Right.
So if you have a piece of hematite, just hang on to it somewhere. If you don't want to be as bizarre as me and tape it to your foot. But just anything to, really reconnect you to Mother Earth. And, you know, digging in the dirt is such a great way.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that is, gets you out in nature and your bare hands or your bare feet can touch, then that's, you know, that is a blessing for sure. I guess partly the fact that you get such warm weather in the daytime is because you're on a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fact.
That is a fact, yes. And I am still jealous, so just letting you know.
Well, you know, the invitation is always open for you,
dear. You know, I gotta get my passport. That's like number one thing that has to happen this year. Because without a passport,
it's funny because I woke up this morning thinking about my passport. My passport expires in November, and it takes a while to get a passport renewed.
Oh, not here.
And it's fairly expensive as well. So, you know, I've got to start planning for that because I don't want to let that go.
Right.
You know, I don't know that I'm going to be doing international travel. I mean, I'm not sure what life holds for Jean Adrian going forward. My old passport, every page was full.
Oh, okay. Now I'm just
jealous. Know, I've done that much traveling, but, you know, I'm not sure that's necessarily a good thing, Lori. You know, it just was part of my job. But, you know, okay, what will I be doing tomorrow with respect to that? I don't know.
Right. Yes. Well,
so,
Canada's finally gotten into the 21st century or whatever it is we're in, because it's finally allowed us to have a 10-year passport. We've always been just a 5 years. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's 10.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
we just, that just 10. Happened last year. So it's like, okay, good.
And I'm really looking forward to renewing this passport because the passport picture in my passport was just butt ugly. It was embarrassing.
So aren't you grateful that you get a chance to change that?
I can reboot that passport, get a better picture.
Yeah, I certainly know what that's about. I've had some pretty awful driver's license, and then I've had some nice ones. Like, okay.
Uh-huh. But yeah, yes. When you get a nice one, you really don't want to give it up.
There
you know,
you go.
It's like, okay, can we just renew this and you just like stamp it and say it'll be okay?
Exactly. Well, this has been a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun. I hope we've helped you sort of look at your choices, giving you some ideas to assist you to move in the direction that you're wanting. Just become, you know, conscious and aware of everything that's around you. And I think that will assist for moving forward. This is an exciting time, and I think people are looking forward to things finally starting to be able to move. Jean will be back with us. She's going to have two shows a month. So again, look to Facebook to find out when we're doing a live taping so that you can join us, because we would love to have you join us and ask some questions. And if you can't join us, just send us some questions, and would be happy to do that. So this has been News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters, And you've been listening with Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com and Jean Adrian from jeanadrian.com. Thanks again, Jean.
And thank you. Until next time, ciao.
Ciao.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.